For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. The 4th Ward City Council seat in Lansing will have a new face next year. Incumbent Jessica Yorko decided not to run for re-election. Yorko has endorsed Brian T. Jackson's campaign for the post. Jackson is a lawyer, now in private practice. He previously has worked as an assistant city attorney in Lansing and as a prosecutor in Eaton County. WKAR's conversations with city council candidates continue with Brian T. Jackson, who tells me that education is one of his top priorities.
Well, with education, I'm looking at trying to have our young people receive a good education, but also be prepared for life after high school. And that could be college or it could be the workforce. So I would like to partner with our community college and our school district for programs that would benefit that. One of the things I thought about is to create a career exploration and development program with our Lansing School District, where our young people have an opportunity to work in the summertime in one of our various city departments and earn school credit for it. That way, the young people have something to do during the summer and receive credit towards graduation, and the city will benefit with extra help.
You serve as a board member for the Shabazz Public School Academy, correct?
That's correct.
All right. So that's an indication of your interest in education. It leads me to ask, I've asked other city council candidates who have expressed an interest in education as an issue, why run for city council rather than run for the school board?
Honestly, I went for the vacancy when Nicole Armbruster left and I was not appointed to the school board. And immediately from there, I went and joined the Shabazz School Board because it has had an opening and because I wanted to serve basically at-risk young people. So I'm already able to be in the schools. I also coach football and track at Sexton High School, my alma mater. And I go into all the middle schools and high schools and do Know Your Rights presentations to where I teach young people how to respectfully assert their rights during police encounters. So I'm in there, and I think that representing the 4th Ward will give me a chance to not only serve young people, but also the whole city, but specifically our 4th Ward residents, family, friends, and neighbors.
You also list safe and healthy communities. What do you mean by that?
Safe communities is very important to everybody. It improves quality of life for residents, and I think that's what the main thing that people want to see. And one thing I would do is I would push for better community policing. In 21st century Lansing, or a 21st century diverse city, there's a lot of problems that are not as traditional as before, where our police officers have to be equipped. I would push for implicit bias training. I would push for mental illness training, and I would push for de-escalation training. I think these things are important, combined with having more officers on foot and on the bikes in the communities, meeting people, so people will feel safer, and even the young people could probably feel they could go to the police when they need help.
Explain the third vision you list on your website, fair and responsive representation.
Yes, this is my main goal, and that's just to be use the input of the people. And I kind of battle whether, you know, if I use 100% input and I kind of just go based on what the majority of the constituents think, or if I can have a little bit of my own heart involved. And I think there has to be a careful balance. So that's one thing I would do is use input, but also be accountable for my decisions and be able to explain exactly who I talk to, what influenced me, what studies or external factors I use in making my decision, and have that basically available whenever necessary.
Brian T. Jackson is a candidate for the 4th Ward City Council seat in Lansing. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. It's a great opportunity to share ideas.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.